Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Me and Minister Michael W. Smith, my friend, we fight our battles on our knees in the place of praise. How do you fight your battles? How do you fight your battles? What an incredible playlist. Natasha. Yabona Natasha and Brother Thulani today. Yabona. Man, that was beautiful. So that's also one of those albums that you absolutely have to get. Is it still called an album? What do we call it now? Hey, I hope it's still called an album. Pella. Hey, things are happening. Anyway, so in my time, I would say that it's still one of those cassettes. Yeah, anyway, so or CD or album, you know, that you absolutely must get. Surrounded is a 2018 sound. I mean, what Michael W. Smith did on that one. It will never be done again, ever. Okay, let me not say, okay, I apologize. Can't say it can never be done, but yo, it's a standard. It is, yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing. And so Great Sounds of Music, Surrounded is the track title of that one, My Family. That's Michael W. Smith from his album Surrounded. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful music. King of My Heart is also on that one. I think Light of My House is also on that one. Yeah, it's one of those that you just listen from song number one all the way to the end. It's like a whole ministration. Beautiful stuff. And before that one, Natasha requested Demi Lee Moore together with Rion Bernard. Hey, wait, Natasha, man. It was the first time. I mean, it was my first time hearing that one. Talk to me about that, you know. Talk to me about your heart towards this particular one. Because I listened and I'm like, oh, okay, girl. 2020 sound, these COVID sound. I keep saying the songs released in 2020 from their album, There Was Jesus, and the track title of that one, also There Was Jesus. And we kickstarted the Music Mania with Brandon Lake with a track to Aike. Let's leave it alone. Aike. It's the voice for me, my family. I don't know about you, but for me, it is the voice. Anyway, so it's also a 2020 sound, COVID times, album, House of Miracles, and the track title of that one, Gratitude. And it all brings us to 29 minutes after two. And that leads us, my family, to yet another conversation. Oh, Unscripted, okay, is the title of this conversation. This means we just talk about anything. We take it all the way from the color yellow to the city of Athens, because it's in front of me. Or, I don't know, to shopping, to we take it anyway. It's Unscripted. Join in this conversation. Please don't be left behind. You're allowed to eavesdrop. You're allowed to comment. You're allowed to do whatever you want to do. Be part of this conversation on 0826572729. A quick break and we are coming straight into it. It's Heart to Heart, my family. 30 minutes after two is your time.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
I love it.
Hello.
Hello. Erica, let me tell you, you are such a breath of fresh air. You have so much life in you. Let me tell you, you are absolutely incredibly amazing. I didn't even say who it is that I was actually getting into this unscripted conversation. But look, man, you are a familiar voice. You are family. But yes, also a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful child of God, a friend, a sister. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so much better now that I've heard your voice, Diana. It's always such a pleasure just speaking to you. You know, I love it so much. You've made my Friday.
Yeah, no, you've made my Friday. So my family, in case you're wondering, Marika now is part of the I Am team. She's done a couple of guest presenting on Spectrum on a Friday. She is an incredible voice and presence in her generation, no doubt. But you also will know that there's a bit of a thing that's been happening with her, especially on Facebook. We'll get to that a bit later. Marika, how are you doing? What's this thing that I'm seeing? Are you still in Stellies?
I am in Stellenbosch, and I must say it is incredible because it's been raining this entire week, and now all of a sudden, open, clear skies, the sun is shining, so it is the perfect Friday ever.
That is amazing. And so how's the breeze? How's life in Stellies? I went again,
Limani. Well, I mean, definitely, it's been interesting, you know, settling in on this side. It was now the big move down to Stellenbosch Sunday and Monday. So I arrived in Stellenbosch on Monday, and then I had to unpack everything.
Sure.
You know, it's been scary, but also very exciting because, I mean, I was living in Pretoria for, I think, 8 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, moving away from that into like this unknown, it's been interesting, but I'm loving every moment of it, and it creates like a big space for God to move, especially when you're stepping into the unknown and you literally have no idea what's about to happen, what's about to come. But when you know He's called you into something and you step out of it, like, or into it with faith, then you can wait on Him and expect His goodness. You know, Psalm 27, where He says, hope in God and wait expectantly on Him, for you will once again see His goodness. And one of the words that I got over this move. So, you know, I have no idea what He's busy doing, but I'm waiting expectantly, knowing that He's about to show up in my life.
You know, Marika, this is the thing that always fascinates me about you, and specifically your attitude towards life. Your dependence is uncommon. Girl, come on. The way you trust the Lord, the way you depend on Him, it's really uncommon. Let me ask you, how do you manage, or maybe let's start off by understanding. So because you are now in the unknown, you've taken that jump, and the Lord has led you, and you're now, you know, in the place that is unknown. Do you have times where you feel like, did I do the right thing? Lord, is this you? Do you have those moments?
100%. I do have those moments. I actually had one of those moments probably like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've seen, you know, everything that's been happening and blowing up on social media.
Yeah.
With the whole "Hello, my friend" movement.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I saw that. We're going to talk about that.
Yes, we will definitely, you know, get to that part. But before we do, you know, because I felt God told me to move like in May already, and everything started falling into place, and I kept getting this confirmation upon confirmation, and I was like, okay, this is what I need to do. And then Nesta comes into my life, and my entire life, as well as her life, changes completely. And then, obviously, I started questioning, and I was like, God, did I hear you right? Because now you've told me to go, but also you've opened up this other door. So, you know, what's busy happening? But again, you know, because He says in His word to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and He will show us which way to go.
Come on.
You know, with me going to Him and asking him, okay, but Lord, did I hear correctly? Instead of just assuming, that, okay, I heard incorrectly to move, but rather to go back and say, okay, Lord, this is what's really happening. Like, fill me in on your secret. Like, come on, what's happening? You know, I'm acknowledging you in my ways. So help me understand. And, you know, he comes and he just confirms again with confirmation.
Wow.
Just saying again, like, you are on the right path. I know it might seem scary and confusing, but you're exactly where I need you to be. So just remain in me, remain faithful, remain trusting, and I will let everything work together for the good. You don't have to talk about that.
Didn't it feel, Marika, when you got that confirmation? Because, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, you know, if I was on the other side, if I was you in that moment, I would have probably felt like, you know, Lord, you're making me leave something that is looking so promising, something that I'm really enjoying. You know, why couldn't you let it wait, you know, until I'm settled or whatever? Didn't you feel a sense of loss or having to walk away from the, hey, my friend, not walking away really, because I'm sure you've taken it with you, but you know what I mean? You know, walking away from where it all started.
Definitely. It was a big sense of loss, but in the same sense, it's also, I feel like, a little bit of gain as well. Because even though I'm losing that part on that side, there's also something to gain and create again on this side. And again, so what I felt was, you know, this whole Hello My Friend movement, it's about Nessa. It's about what happened in her life, empowering and helping her life. It has nothing to do with me, you know. And God taking me out of that space created that moment of, like, humility. Like, you know, it's not about you. It's about Lisa. It's about her. So, you know, I think that's why God used me. Because he was just like, let's keep the heart pure. Let's keep you humble and on the ground.
Come on, man.
And move you out of that spotlight and keep the spotlight on Nessa.
Oh, Marika, you know what? No. You need to create a lot of spaces where you spend time with a lot of people, because everybody needs a little bit of Marika. You know what I mean? We need a little bit of this touch. And so let's maybe then go back. I don't want this to be like an interview, you know what I mean? I mean, I want to talk about where you've been since the last time I saw you. I think the last time we saw each other was after a spectrum, and you were rushing to I think gym at the time, but then it was also before the cycling tour that you are going to be part of. Remember?
The 75 kilometer trail run.
Yes, that was the one. That was the one. How did that go?
So it went. So sadly, last year, September, there were like a lot of rains and floods in Sonchuk. So then actual day of the race, it rained non-stop. So, and there were so many rivers that we had to cross while running.
Right.
So while we were running, the river started pushing up and up, and there were two people that tried to cross the river, and the river like took them. And I think they went down the river for about like almost a kilometer, and eventually they were able to get out. But after that, they stopped and they said, like, nobody's running. So I managed to do 54 kilometers that day. it was insane, but so much fun.
But out of how many? What was the original target?
The distance.
Yes.
It was 75 kilometers. So.
Oh man, that was like over what, three quarters already? Come on,
I know. So, but I mean, I was supposed to then still do about what, 20 kilometers?
Yeah.
That's,
Yeah, about 20. No, about 21. But still, yeah. I mean, just a little less than three quarters. That's a lot, especially considering, Marika, the cause for which you were running, and which then brings me, I suppose, to the next probe. You know, how's that space going? You know, the space where, together with your friends in ministry, you look after, you know, abandoned women and girls on the street. And just taking care of them. How's that going? And what does that space look like in case someone is interested in joining in?
So, I mean, it's been going well. Sadly, I had to, you know, say goodbye to the Pretoria space.
Yeah.
But here in Cape Town, it's actually very interesting. And I love how God just brings the right connections into our lives.
Mm.
So earlier this year, I was in Cape Town for a Christ Transforms conference, specifically for, you know, training us and equipping us to go into the streets to minister to the ladies and the ladies of the night,
sure.
And, you know, raising more awareness on anti-human trafficking campaigns, you know, that sort of thing. And while I was there, I was able to connect with a lady called Madri, and she has a ministry in Cape Town called Straatwerk, and I was able to get connected with her. So I'm actually tonight at 6 p.m. we are going to go on an outreach there in
Marika.
Cape Town with Straatwerk, to just like go love on those ladies, because I feel like in the end, love wins. You know, love wins.
It does. No, it does.
Love is what changes people. And, you know, bringing something to them, bringing Jesus to them in a way that they've, you know, never experienced. Because, I feel like it's a very lonely world. And I think that, you know, in a world where they live in, they don't see the light.
No, they don't see love.
Darkness.
Yeah.
I don't think that they necessarily even know what love is. And, you know, when we walk in there, just shining Jesus's light and loving on them the way that Jesus loves on them, something shifts in the spirit. And it's about building relationships with them, showing them that there's a way out. There's a different life. And even though it's not a different life here on earth, there's something in the eternal life for them.
Come on.
I think that's what's important, because it's hard as like one person to change a thousand of women's lives. But what you can do is you can introduce them to Jesus. You can introduce them to a different kind of love. You can introduce them to eternity. That's what matters.
Sure. Marika, that is absolutely inspirational. Let me tell you, my family, Marika Nell, joins us on the line this afternoon. It is Unscripted. I want to come back and just share with you some of the moments in her journey with an incredible, what do we call it? Because it's not even a social experiment. You didn't do that. You didn't plan that. You know, it just happened anyway. So before we talk about, we come through to the Hello My Friend movement, Marika, Cape Town is particularly strategic for that sort of work, by the way, because it is a door into it's one of the gates of the country. And, you know, so whilst Gauteng, for example, you know, is known because you've got the airport here. But the complication with Cape Town is that it's got a port and an airport. You know what I mean? For the human trafficking element of it. And so I just want to jump out of this phone call to just hug you, because, wow, well done. You don't understand the heart that you have for human trafficking and women of the night, and just showing them the love. Well done. You know, absolutely well done. Very strategically placed. My family, 15 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm about to conclude this conversation, this unscripted conversation. But before we do that, here are some moments with Marika and the Hello My Friend movement.
With regards to the hello, my friend.
Sorry, so Marika, I beg your pardon. I'm trying to play something that I'd like you to listen to. Yeah, I'm trying to play something that I'd like you to listen to, but it's not playing. So let me play it, and then we'll come back and just talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
There we go. There we go.
Doing some drums. Feeling my friend. The speed queen.
Oh, Marika, you're such a beautiful soul. Oh, you are such a beautiful... No, seriously. The Lord be glorified for your life. Honestly, the Lord be glorified. I'm just watching this and tears are just welling up because I'm realizing that, you know, there's a heart that you carry, you know, for... Especially, I suppose, the people of South Africa that, you know... Yeah, for the Lord to trust you with this sort of thing, it's for me, it's the heart, Marika, it's the heart. Talk to me about the Hello My Friend movement, man. And I'm so glad it was you, by the way. You know, I'm so glad it was you. Yeah, I'm glad it was you. Yeah.
I mean, I feel absolutely honored, you know, that God, sure. that God chose me, you know, for a moment such as this. But also, like, allowing me to be able to be introduced to Nessa, because
right.
Nessa is such a joy and light. Like, literally, I remember. I was doing my regular running route, and then all of a sudden, this lady, like, so I love, while I'm running, you know, greeting everyone. It's so important. If
right.
you're a runner and you're running, please greet everyone.
I know. It's so encouraging.
Wrong. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with smiling at someone and just greeting them. So please do that. But anyway, so I was running, greeting everyone like I usually do. And I think that it was that moment that gave Nesta the confidence to be like, okay, I'm going to go running next to this lady over here. And she just started running next to me and she asked me, can I run with you? And I'm like, you're so welcome. And I got excited because she just has the most beautiful smile that can light up the whole Pretoria. And we ran probably like 100 meters and then all of a sudden she just cut off. And she's like, okay, see you tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, bye, Nesta. See you tomorrow. And then I think she maybe, I don't know, made a joke. But that next day, I couldn't stop thinking about Nesta.
Wow.
And I went the same time because there was no way for me to get hold of her. So
sure.
Same time, I went to where we last said goodbye, and she wasn't there.
Mm.
And then I kept calling her name, and eventually she came out in her slippers and her gown. And she was just like so shocked that I showed up. And yeah, you know, then she said, "Okay, no, tomorrow." So I took her number this time, and then we set a time, and I went there, and she just like. You know, started running with me in her, what is that? The pink running, what do you call it?
I don't know, sporty things, girl. Like, sorry.
It's the dresses that the ladies usually wear, that when they clean, like the.
Oh, the apron, yes. In the pink apron, yes.
So, and she, like, came running with me every day. That's, like, her signature look. And I love it how she, you know, uses it as her signature look. And she was just in a space of like, you know what? I want to try something new.
Wow.
And I'm going to do this. I don't care how old I am. I don't care how unfit
sure.
I am. Like, I'm going to try this out. And yeah, every day we started running together, and she started complaining about her knee. And it was just so incredible how a lot of people on the Instagram and TikTok community reached out and asked, like, how can we help Nesta? How
Wow, Marika.
And then Runaway Sport donated, like, brand new running shoes for her and two sets of clothes. And I was able to create a Backer Buddy campaign. And many people on Instagram and TikTok paid money into that campaign. And we were able to go buy Nesta some new running clothes. Mr. Price Sport reached out. They asked, like, how can they get involved? So it's been incredible.
The whole
South Africa stand together for one person. How cool is that?
I think, look, it's probably the coolest I have heard in 2 years now, okay? But for me, I think it's just the reshaping of, there's a narrative, Marika, that is being reshaped here, you know? And I think there is a reawakening, especially to us as Christians, you know, of how the Lord can use anything when we learn to trust and depend on Him. Look at how He is using your heart for a neighbor, you know, to awaken maybe even the church, you know, to being doers, you know, of this word, to awaken industry and sponsors and advertisers to these type of initiatives, you know. And I mean, we are a country with racial division, Marika. We can never run away from that. And so when we see this sort of thing happening, it is so encouraging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And how cool is it? You know, I feel like this is very unique how God used this during the time of elections and
something
new coming. You know, it brings that like sense of hope and unity within the country.
Sure.
I just love that so much.
Yeah,
how cool is God?
Let me tell you, God is very cool. Sorry, I thought I could just answer that question. Oh man, Marika, listen, you are such an incredible inspiration to all of us. We wish you all the best. I mean, the fact that you're in Cape Town right now, or rather in the Western Cape, and continuing with ministry. You've left, or not, I don't want to call it a legacy, because I think there's so much more coming out of the Hello My Friend movement. Well, I do pray that so much more comes through. You know, I think the next time we have this conversation, let's have soft, girly conversations, you know. Let's talk about hearty issues. Let's talk about emotions and all of that. But in the meantime, we want to wish you well, sending you a cyber hug. Thank you for taking my call impromptu.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Ayanda. I appreciate it.
Man, we really, really appreciate and love you so much, girl. And the Lord really bless you and keep you, you know, and just provide for you, open doors for you. And we'll certainly be in touch, Marika, yeah?
Thank you, my friend. It is so good speaking to you.
I know. So, listen. So, by the way, sorry, I have to say this. So, Marika, when you, please, I'm begging you, when you now are a celebrity, can our calls also still be taken, please? can your publicity managers please know us? That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for a lot.
I mean, at this moment, I am the PR. I'm Nesta's PR. So it's all about Nesta. So I have to take all the calls.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, my darling. And enjoy this evening and the rest of the weekend. Are you watching the game tomorrow?
I am.
Yeah? Yes. Okay, cool.
It's my country. Have to support.
Come on now. Come on now. Yeah. Enjoy it, my darling. And have a good weekend. Yeah?
Thanks, you too, Ayanda.
Fantastic. My family, 5 minutes before 3 o'clock. That is Marika Nell. I am movement. Oh, I love it. I love it. Just love it. Here are some more moments from the Hello, My Friend movement. Such a blessing Marika is. Here's more moments, my family.
Okay, bye. Tomorrow again.
Hello my friend!
Yes! Where's your running clothes?
Tomorrow!
Yeah! Okay! Yeah. Okay, Nesta, see you tomorrow!
Oh, man. If that didn't touch you, I don't know. Let's cross over to a song before we hand over to the one and only uncle in the radio business. Wom Johan, keeping you company from 3 o'clock, 4 minutes before the top of the hour.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.